Embattled Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov has been charged with official misconduct and perjury. First-term Republican Joel Abelov appeared in court as a grand jury indictment was unsealed. Abelov faces two misdemeanor counts of official misconduct and one felony count of perjury. The charges stem from his handling of the investigation into the April 2016 death of Edson Thevenin, a DWI suspect who was shot and killed by Troy Police Sergeant Randall French, who claims Thevenin was trying to run him over. After Thevenin's death, New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's Special Investigations and Prosecutions Unit informed Abelov it needed additional information to determine whether the death fell under the AG's jurisdiction. In 2015, Governor Andrew Cuomo empowered Schneiderman to investigate all cases where a law enforcement officer causes the death of an unarmed civilian or where there is significant question as to whether the civilian was armed and dangerous. Schneiderman contends Abelov fast-tracked the officer's case to a grand jury before the attorney general could launch any investigation. That grand jury cleared Troy Police 5 days after the incident. Schneiderman then presented his own case to a grand jury, contending Abelov's actions violated the law and undermined a criminal investigation. Which brings us to Friday's court action. Outside the courtroom, Abelov told Spectrum News he had done nothing wrong.
We will seek dismissal of these charges or a speedy trial so that our citizens are not disadvantaged by a long and drawn-out public spectacle.
Abelov pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor official misconduct counts and a felony perjury charge.
I intend to vigorously defend against what I consider to be frivolous and overreaching allegations by the Attorney General. I intend to stay on the job and continue to serve the residents of Rensselaer County as their elected district attorney.
Abelov was released on his own recognizance. Pastor Trey Staton of the Empire Christian Center, the Thevenin Family Church, was in court with some family members, including Thevenin's mother, Gertha, and wife, Cynthia.
Well, justice would be that someone serves time for murder. That would be justice. But there's still quite a distance to go before that kind of decision is being made. So
we're seeing that the case is moving on and we're going to get answers to what happened to my husband, her son. So we're just going to keep on praying about it.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.